My guest today is Howard Smith. He was Johnny Carson's neighbor and best buddy for the last 25 years of Carson's life. He's got a new book out called My Friend Johnny. And wherever you are, October 23rd, 2025, Toast Johnny would have been his 100th birthday. And they were neighbors and played tennis more than once a week, I think. And
oh, yeah.
There was a October 23rd birthday, his 79th birthday.
Right.
And tell me about that.
Oh, God. I can't remember. But anyway, it was, you know, after he retired and, that's right. Okay. So it was in the local restaurant in Malibu. And so we went there, and I probably, oh God, in that 25 years, we probably celebrated both of our birthdays, I would say at least 10 times, 15 times we'd go out to dinner and celebrate our birthday. But this is like after he retired. I think it was like 2 weeks after he retired. So we go to this local restaurant, and I don't know if you're aware that his love was magic. He did magic tricks all the time, and that was his love. And so he'd do this magic tricks. So anyway, at this restaurant, this young kid, I'd say he's about 15, 16 years old, comes over to do some magic tricks at our table. And I said to the kid, well, shoot, that guy over there, going to the John, show him some magic tricks. So he did some magic tricks for John. And then John loved it. And then John did some magic tricks for this young kid. And so the kid's going to leave. And I said, excuse me, fellow, do you know who that guy is right there? And the kid looks over at John, looks over at me, goes, no, I don't know who he is. And I said, okay, John, 2 weeks after you retired, no one knows who the hell you are.
Oh, that's funny. Now, I remember that from your book, but I think we're conflating two stories, because he retired in 1993 or 1992, because he was on for 30 years. He was on from 62 to 72 in New York, and then he moved to Burbank. So that was around 1992, but in on his 79th birthday would have been October 23rd, 2004. And I remember you wrote, or maybe I remember this from George Norrie interview, that he put on a real show for you. It was kind of his last, somehow he knew. I mean, he passed away exactly 3 months later, January 23rd, the same date as his birthday, the 23rd, just 3 months later.
Well, that you got to confuse there a little bit, because his last show that we had, the last dinner you talked about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the last dinner was right after Christmas. And I'm in Malibu, and I go to this pharmacy, and he's in there, and he goes, Howard, what are you doing tonight? And I said, well, nothing. It was like Tuesday night. Well, let's go out to dinner. And so we go, okay. So he comes and picks us up, and then we go to this local restaurant. We were the first people there, and we were the last people to leave.
And it was the four of you, his wife, your wife?
No, Alex was in Pittsburgh, so it was just the three of us, John, myself, and my wife. And John, talk about funny, John went on for probably 2 hours talking about, God, when I had so-and-so on, I did this, this, and this. And we laughed so hard that our stomachs were just, I mean, it was it was so moving. And usually, John, we have dinner, and then, an hour, hour and a half, and then we go home. This is about after 3 hours. And John, I go like, John, I was kidding him. I said, John, I got to go home. It's past 9 o'clock. And, he said, I got one more story to tell you. So he'd tell this fun story, and he went on, and we laughed so hard. It was, and I say it was his best performance of all. and he saved it for his last performance, because he drives us back to our house, gets out of the car, hugs my wife, said, "Jane, I love you," gives her a big kiss, comes over to me, gives me a hug, gives me a kiss, "Howard, you're my best friend, I love you too," and you know, then go home. He died 16 days later.
I was going to say, it's unbelievable. I read that, I don't know if I read it in your book, maybe I remember it in your interview about that, how he just knew. Of course, yeah. It would have been great if you took out your cell phone, and maybe, you know, that was before the iPhone came out in 2007. Can you imagine recording him? It reminds me of something. My guest, Howard Smith, wrote the book My Friend Johnny, Johnny Carson. They were neighbors for 25 years. I love that story. He knew he was in trouble. He had emphysema. He lived to 79. At one time, he was smoking 3 packs a day. And we didn't even talk about the story. We're just so short on time here, Howard, that one day he finally told you he had to give up tennis. Was that a year before that, or months before that?
Yeah, now that would probably a year before he died. Is that, you know, we played tennis probably 3 or 4 days a week.
3 or 4 days a week, you said?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so anyway, we get done, and he goes, "Howard, I tell you, I've had it. I mean, you know, I don't have the energy as I used to have it, and I don't want to do this because I love, you know, you and I playing together and talking. So, you know, so we can't play tennis anymore, but I would love to have you. Could you come over every Saturday, what we used to do, and I'd make you coffee and we'd sit around and talk?" And so for maybe a year, I'd come over on Saturday, you know, around 9 o'clock, that's when we played tennis. And he'd make me coffee, and we'd just sit around and talking about life. And that's where I just feel so blessed and so lucky that I have a guy like that spending time with a person like me who is nobody, okay? And where we just, you know, we just talk about different things. I mean, and Alex used to say, "Howard, you and John spend more time together than we do." I mean, you're with John. I mean, and I have to say, you know, I just pinch myself and I look up at God and say, "God, thank you." He was a wonderful guy, and that's why I'm doing this book because I want people to know what a great, great person he was. They loved him on the show, but no one knew him like I did, and no one, and like I say, all the books that came out are all negative on John and all that, and that's where my feelings is that this book, if people read it, they're going to know the real Johnny Carson was.
And yeah, and certainly, if you retired in your 40s and moved to Malibu, you didn't write this book for the money. So
no.
You wrote it to get Johnny's side out. And I'm looking through my notes because I've got the last 5 episodes of Johnny Carson's show on videotape. I've never watched them, but I did see a clip of his last, you know, where he said he gave a heartfelt good night. And I read it in your book. I can't find it in front of me on these notes, but he said something like, you know, "If I find something else to do, maybe you'll give me a chance again." Do you remember that? I was shocked to read that, implying that he would maybe do something else. But everything that you talked about is he was just done with Hollywood.
Yeah. No, I do not remember. And we were at the last show. You know, we were there with his family. So I do not remember that. And this is where people, you know, they asked me the question, was he bored after he retired? And I say, absolutely not. I mean, he was just an interesting guy that, you know, like you say, teaching himself Swahili and Russian. I mean, this took a long time. And he would do all these things.
Now, he loved his boat. And you said he took it to Alaska and he took it up and down the East Coast. I spoke to a real estate agent in Manhattan, in the city, and the estate, he still had an apartment in I think it was in Trump Tower, and it was sold after the estate. Did he ever go back to visit New York? Do you remember?
No.
Really?
No,
he was done.
No.
He was done.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And this boat, this boat, he just loved to, he never went on the Jay Leno show. He never did any interviews ever.
No.
I love that.
That's where, you know, I mean, that's where, yeah, when he left the show, he said that was it. You know, he did, you know, and, you know, on the front page of the book, it says, you know, I'm the luckiest person in the world. I found something that I always wanted to do, and I did it, enjoyed every minute of it. And that was it.
And he was making huge money. You wrote that he made about $25 million, and, you know, towards the end of, I don't know when he made it or what year. And, of course, I'm looking through my notes. Oh, here it is. Maybe... if you made $25 million in 1985, that's worth $75 million today. He had, in his last program, he had 50 million viewers. And so he was beyond a star, and he was just your buddy is all you really cared about. And that boat, he just loved, you said he would just enjoy being on the boat even by himself, even if he didn't take it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he would... He would, after he retired and after he bought the boat, we'd play tennis, and then he'd go to on the boat, and he'd, you know, he just enjoyed, you know, reading and looking at stuff, and, you know, he was, you know, he had, you know, looking at the stars, you know, that. So.
Howard Smith, my guest, we're up against the clock. He wrote a book, My Friend Johnny. You can get it online, ebook, hardcover, and it's just a lot of great stories. I've read about 25% of it. I'm going to finish reading it. Maybe maybe Howard, you can come back on and we can talk about the second half of the book. His house that he bought in the early 80s, 7,000 square foot, 4 acres, 2 bedrooms, 4.5 baths. And he bought it for $9.5 million in the 80s. That would have cost $30 million today. And it just came on the market his widow sold it for $40 million or $46 million in 2007. And then for some reason it sold for $40 million in 2019. So $110 million. I hope they get that price. And Howard, it was just great meeting you.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And anything you can do to... help me promote the story on John. I would love that.
I'm gonna try to get you on Tim Conway Jr. show. I think it'd be great. Thanks a million.
That'd be great. Okay, thank you. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
You too. My friend Johnny. My friend Johnny Howard Smith. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.